things are still okay. You're still 7-5. Sucks, but you're still 7-5. If we all accept that special teams at large is mostly to blame, which I think we would all accept that special teams was largely to blame. Two kickoff returns for touchdowns, two missed extra points, a missed long field goal, a flubbed onside kick, a kickoff that would have gone out of bounds if Turpin didn't pick it up. Just everything, right? Bad snap. If we all just accept that, right, and say that's number one, which I assume, again, most people will accept, how much responsibility does Dan Quinn and the coaches share? Before we get to the calls, and then therefore the other options, obviously, that I put out on a stupid poll on X is Jaden Daniels. And if you want to expand that, Jaden Daniels and the offense, because that might be two very different answers. I did not think Jaden Daniels was very good for 3.5 quarters yesterday. As a runner, clearly he was back. And you could see that early on. His first two attempts, I think, averaged 11 yards a pop. And he had the 17-yard touchdown scamper. Again, great block in space by Sinnott. Just walloping people. But Jaden still had that. So I think we could put to rest that he ain't healthy, right? Which was never a big thing on this show because we actually talk about other things that matter. But that being said, as a passer yesterday, now he was under a lot of pressure. He was getting blitzed. I thought he was taking off too early. Live? And when I went back and watched some of his throws through the All-22, I mean, again, I cannot deny that he was under pressure more than you'd like. I mean, the Dallas defense was getting after it. And why not? They stink. They're not going anywhere. They're on a short week. They got ambushed. They know they can't just sit back and let the Commanders dictate, especially when they lose Brian Robinson for the entire second half. And he's limited in the first half. He only had 5 carries. Hurt on the first play of the game. Like, what do you have to lose? Crank it up, baby. Throw the kitchen sink at him. They got a couple of guys back, most notably Deron Bland. But they got other guys back, too. Who was the rookie that they got back? The rookie defensive end. I always forget his name. Not Overshown. Overshown had himself a whale of a ball game. Marshawn Nealon. That's who it was. They got Marshawn Nealon back. They got Deron Bland back. They got Jordan Lewis back. He had missed a game. So, I'm totally here to say, look, Jaden Daniels was under pressure. Guess what, guys? Jaden Daniels, you watch any NFL game, any game that has a clue, defenses are trying to do one thing and one thing alone. And that is getting pressure on the quarterback and getting pressure on the quarterback and getting pressure on the quarterback. And some have the philosophy of stopping the run on the way to the quarterback, which is more of a newer age philosophy than the traditional, like, four-man, let's bulk up and bow up and stop the run and make them, you know, and some of that is still good too. But get to the quarterback. So if we're going to sit here and say every game, hey, Jaden Daniels struggled as a thrower, as a passer, because he didn't have a chance. Yes, a lot of that is fair. But there's got to be context and there's got to be nuance. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples right here. I'm going to give you a couple of examples, then we'll do the trending alert, and then we'll come back and take your calls. One, on the interception that goes in and out of Brian Robinson's hands, like, I totally get B-Rob's got to catch that, hold on to that, what have you. I got to be honest with you. That was an extremely tight window and a play going nowhere. And I would much rather Jaden Daniels say, nope, not for me, dog. I'll throw it over. I'll throw it around. I'll throw it wide. I'll throw it into the dirt. I'll throw it anywhere but where he threw it. Now, again, I'm not saying that Brian Robinson shouldn't have found a way to catch that. But we all know Brian Robinson was going absolutely nowhere. And that play being thrown where it did and was had a bigger chance for disaster than any chance of success. Okay? So that's one. Two, remember on Friday and from time to time last week and on Sunday before the game when I did D-Day and Linnell's pregame show, I said, man, I really hope sometime mid-first quarter, late first quarter, after a TV timeout or a turnover, they run a double move. Friday we thought Trayvon Diggs was going to play. We found out he wasn't going to play on Saturday. But I said, run a double move on Deron Bland, first game back, 11 games missed, whatever it is, or the other young kid. However you get Terry, get him. And that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. It's almost like your boy was in Cliff Kingsbury's head. They get the fumble off of Dowdell. Bobby Wagner, Johnny Newton force it. Officially, Newton's getting credit for it. I thought Wagner caused it too, but maybe I saw it wrong. And immediately, after the turnover, with 30 seconds left in the first quarter, they go up top. Exactly what they should have done. Exactly what this show, the only show that mentioned this and harped on this, said they should and would do. And boom, they had an opportunity. Now, they didn't have great separation. Terry did not have great separation, in my opinion, on Jordan Lewis. Safety was rotating over the top. But Jaden could have found a window and did not. Overthrew it a little bit. A little bit erratic. Tough throw. Not a lot of window, but a big opportunity lost there. And then there was a third play, throw, decision, what have you. And again, I'm not trying to micromanage. I'm just trying to give a couple of examples. He chose to throw to Noah Brown on like a little hook route to his right on, I believe it was a 3rd and 8. And he had Zach Ertz on a hook route over the middle of the field wide open. And, you know, listen, quarterbacks are going to miss stuff, right? And as I pointed out live and on Twitter, whatever, I said, I don't know what his progression is. I don't know what he's supposed to be reading and how he's supposed to be reading it. What I do know is there wasn't a lot of play. He didn't. I think it was a contested catch. Some people want to call it a drop. Everybody hates the receivers outside of Terry. They all think, you know, they're terrible. They're not good enough. I'll grant you that. They're not terrible. But the bottom line is those three particular plays stand out in my mind as lost opportunities, kind of baddish decisions, decisions that could have been better. Again, just three examples. I can't give you every example on the radio, but just three to start. Okay? I'm still picking through all the tape and all of that. So Jaden Daniels was not good as a thrower. Even though he was under pressure, even though he was being blitzed, he really was not good until the Commanders were down 20-9 with 5 minutes and 15 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Then he woke up as a passer. And then he was great. But then he woke up. So it's okay for us to say, hey, man, Jaden Daniels not the number one problem, but to say that he wasn't a problem because he threw for 275 or whatever the hell he threw for and the great pass to McLaurin and all, fine. But come on now, let's be fair. 54 minutes of that game, there wasn't a lot there from a passing perspective. Again, not all on him, but some of it, and maybe a good part of it, was. Yet people are going to look at 274, two touchdowns, the 86-yard miracle touchdown, if you want to call it a miracle, the 74 yards rushing, the 17-yard touchdown run, and say, oh, man, he was great. No, actually, no, he wasn't.